This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for September 2010. Tonight, presidential comment, a headquarters report, Waro News, and on the international scene.
The United States will support a new ham band near 500 kilohertz at WARC 2012.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Auckland. To New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's a very good evening to NZRT President Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. The massive earthquake that hit the Greater Christchurch area in the early morning of the 4th of September woke up the residents down there, and was also a wake-up call for the rest of the country to be ready for the unexpected. It was miraculous that among all the destruction, there were no deaths. It was the biggest quake to hit a major residential area in 79 years. The previous most destructive one was the Hawke's Bay earthquake of 1931. When you stop and think about the advance in technology in the 79 years between the events, the difference is amazing. News from Hawke's Bay came out to the rest of the country via Morse code radio signals, while all of New Zealand were able to view on their televisions, in real time, what was happening in Canterbury. 1931 saw the formation of what is now Amateur Radio Emergency Communications. And 2010 again saw ARECbeing active. The roles over the intervening years have seen major advances, which means that changes in communication requirements have also altered. AREC has kept up with these demands. I extend my thanks to those Canterbury operators who made themselves available during the emergency. Their presence would have been even more essential if the commercial communication systems had failed. On another subject, I have had some excellent reports on the recent Hamfest held in Murchison. From all accounts I have received, it was enjoyed by all those who attended. Many thanks to those who organised it. These regional gatherings are something that I would like to see duplicated by other branches. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Further to comments made last month regarding recruitment into amateur radio, the Hawke's Bay Amateur Radio Club Branch 13 held a training session this weekend with five participants. Warren Harris, ZL2AJ from the Branch 13 team, advised just an hour or so ago that as a result of the weekend training, there are now four new radio amateurs in the Hawke's Bay area. Congratulations to the successful students and, of course, the tutors. Moving now to news from NZRT headquarters, here's NZRT's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The next issue of Break-In is due out at the beginning of October. Included with this issue will be the 2010-2011 call book. The Ministry's database of call signs was provided to the call book editor on the 18th of August. Therefore, in compliance of the Privacy Act, nothing on this database could be altered, updated or deleted after this date. As I have previously advised in an earlier broadcast, RSM did experience problems with the reintroduction of silent key call signs on a recent upgrade to the smart system. Therefore, the call book editor, RSM and myself have carefully removed these from their system as best we could. I do apologise if there are still some that need to be removed. However, I need you to advise me in writing so they can be deleted. If your details are not correct in callbook, before you contact the callbook editor or myself, please check the online RSM data and make sure they have it correct. A tremendous amount of work has gone into ensuring the correctness and integrity of the data by Lorne Douglas, including branch information, and we do not wish to go back down the who is at fault and abusiveness received by us both in the past. We really do want to give you the best, most up-to-date and correct callbook that you can possibly have. We do not intentionally want to get things wrong. Finally, the subscription rebate expires at the end of November. I will be sending out reminder notices to those who have yet to pay, so you can still take advantage of the $15 discount if paid early. The rebate does not apply to student nor overseas memberships. Please contact me if you wish to pay monthly. Many have opted for this less painless way to ensure you remain much-needed members of NZART. That's all, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZART Business Manager. The Manawatū Radio Society will be holding a table sale next Saturday, October 2nd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Longburn Hall, Longburn. That's on State Highway 56 near the rail overbridge. Doors open for vendors at 8 a.m. Refreshments will be available, also prize draws and raffles. Check for more details on the ZL2KO website at www.zl2ko.org.nz. To international amateur radio news, and for an update, we join the amateur radio news lines, Don Carlson, KQ6 FM.
A new ham medium frequency allocation could be in ham radio's future. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, is in the newsroom with more.
The ARRL reports that the United States is supporting a new secondary amateur radio allocation at 461 to 469 kHz, and again from 471 to 478 kHz. This after both the Federal Communications Commission and the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, also known as the NTIA, both spectrum regulators have agreed to support this secondary allocation at the 2012 World Radio Communications Conference slated for Geneva, Switzerland. The FCC and NTIA formally presented the proposal at a meeting of the Second Permanent Consultative Committee of the Inter-American Telecommunications Commission held a few weeks ago in Brazil. However, the proposal will likely draw opposition from maritime interests both domestically and internationally. They have expressed opposition to any amateur radio allocation in the 415 to 526.5 kHz spectrum. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, in Los Angeles, the City of Angels.
The full story is online at tinyurl.com/2A4ZWRY, which is a direct link to the ARRL web news item. The General Electric Company is closing its last incandescent light bulb factory in the United States, this to comply with Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007. According to news reports, the resulting savings in energy and greenhouse gas emissions are expected to be immense. But the move also had unintended consequences. Rather than setting off long-predicted surge in the domestic manufacture of replacement lights, such as compact fluorescents, many are already being manufactured overseas. Most come from China and are assembled at a low cost that domestic manufacturers cannot match. In ham radio news from space, word that the crew on board the International Space Station activated the slow scan television experiment on September 14th. G8ATE in Leicester, England, reports having received four good images from the ISS during the 12:32 and 14:06 UTC passes before the crew switched back to packet operation. Arisat Project Manager Gould Smith, WA4SXM, says that the Arisat 1 satellite is completed and is currently undergoing vibration testing in Orlando, Florida. Smith notes that the shipping container for both the flight unit and the backup is under construction, which will lead to the shipping of the two flight-ready satellites to Houston in the very near future. From Houston, NASA will be sending the satellites on to Russia at the end of the month. Once there, the KURS experiment will be attached, additional testing done, and then the entire flight package will be transported to the Baikonur Cosmodrome for launch. Arisat-1, which is the former SuitSat-2, is scheduled to be transported to the International Space Station in January 2011. It will be manually released into orbit during a spacewalk sometime next February. The Oceana DX Club, Australia's premier international amateur radio contest, is coming up on the first two weekends of October. October 2nd and 3rd sees the SSB competition with the CW segment on the 9th and 10th. This year, there are some slight changes to the rules. The category of multiple operators with one transmitter means that anyone with a station can enter with some additional operators, as only one transmitter is used. The other category is two transmitters. In DX, a group of German operators will be active from the Madeira Islands as CR3L during the CQ Worldwide DX RTTY contest on September 25th and 26th. Operators will probably be active as CT9 slash their home call before and after the contest. QSL via DJ6QT. VK4AN will be active as 3D2A from Viti Levu Island between October 27th and November 14th. Operation will be on 160 through 10 meters, including 30, 17, and 12 meters, using CW, SSB, RTTY, and PSK-31, QSL via VK4AN. Lastly, members of the Czech and Slovak contest crew have announced a de-expedition to the Gambia to take place between November 17th and the 30th. They'll be using renewed call signs from their previous 2007 operation as C-50-C or C-52-C. Also, the special call sign C-5A will be reserved for the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest, QSL by the Bureau or direct to Branislav Daras, P.O. Box 6, SK-82008, Bratislava 28, Slovak Republic. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Don Carlson, KQ6FM in Reno, Nevada, saying 7-3, and thanks for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2010, all rights reserved.
Thank you, Don, and as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Have you heard of NZARD? It's to be a national event held annually from 10 a.m. until midday on the third Saturday of January. It'll provide a great opportunity for every NZRT branch and radio club to spend just a few hours promoting our hobby to the public. Full details about the New Zealand Amateur Radio Day can be found on the NZRT webpage. Onwards to Waro News, and its greetings and welcome tonight to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Did you take part in the recent Alara HF contest? I found the background noise a bit too high in our area. Log should reach contest organiser Leslie Smith, VK5HLS, by the 30th of September, which is this coming Thursday. But if you're quick, they can be emailed to her at alaracontest@wia.org.au. That's alaracontest@wia.org.au. Check logs are also welcome, and scoring details are in the latest Waro Bulletin or on the Alara website. While the HF bands remain quiet, this could be a good time to tally up contacts to start off a Waro Award. Only 10 contacts with Waro members are needed to qualify for the HF or VHF awards, and shortwave listeners need to log 20 contacts. If you've taken part in a recent Alara, Clara, Waro, or Powderpuff contest, you'll have more than enough contacts to qualify for one of these awards, or to add to an award you've already started. More information can be found in any Waro bulletin, or on the ZL6YL website, which can be accessed through a link on www.nzart.org.nz. Before the spring cleaning or the spring gardening bug bites, how about putting a few lines together for the Waro Bulletin or the Waro page in Break-In? Members and their families both in New Zealand and overseas enjoy reading about members' experiences. Send items off to Bev, ZL1OS, or Lynette, ZL1LL, to their addresses inside the front cover of the Bulletin magazine. Congratulations to Waro Associate Member Marlene Matthews, who recently passed the amateur radio exam and is on the air with the call sign of ZL1MYL. That's all from Waro for this September, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. The Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, is holding its annual new and used equipment sale on Saturday, 9th of October, at the Rosebank Road Primary School Hall, 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale. Sellers are requested to arrive by 8 a.m. Doors open for buyers at 9 a.m. The sale closes at midday. There'll be a $2 entry charge for buyers. That's the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, annual new and used equipment sale, Saturday, 9th of October. Antenna restrictions and district plans can impact on our activity as radio amateurs. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, joins us from Whanganui with an update.
Good evening all. Since my last report, there has been progress on several district plans. Firstly, your association lodged an appeal to the Environment Court against the Wellington District Plan Change DPC 74 applying to amateur antennas. The Council has made excellent provision for simple pole supports, such as the guide poles you would use for wire antennas, but has restricted lattice mast type structures, such as are mainly used for supporting HF beam antennas, to a maximum height of 8 metres and 10 metres in the residential zones. The Association is seeking an allowable height of 18 metres, and negotiation with the Council is now beginning. Secondly, hearings have been held for the reviewed Tauranga District Plan, and both your association and Branch 88, which is the Tauranga Emergency Communications Group, were represented at the hearing by Brian Haywood, ZL1IE. The Council's decision is awaited with anticipation. Thirdly, I visited Rangitiki District Councillor Martin, along with Martin Branch representatives Joe Reed, ZL2AH, and Mike Beer, ZL2TMB, for preliminary discussions on the needs of the amateur radio service and how they could be addressed in the forthcoming plan review. Interestingly, one of the council staff who attended part of the meeting was the regulatory manager, a newly licensed ZL ham from UK. City and district councils elsewhere are progressing through their district plan reviews. Some are complete, some are in progress, and others are still to begin. Make sure your branch and members do not miss the opportunity of taking action on the review in your district to ensure that you get the best rules that you can controlling your antennas and their supporting structures. These reviews are carried out every 10 years, so if you miss out this time, you will have a long wait until the next opportunity arises. I'm available to assist any branch which needs advice on planning matters concerning antennas and their supporting structures. If you need assistance, contact me, Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, by email to mnewman@nzart.org.nz. Thank you for listening and good night from an NZART Antennas and Planning.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, NZART's local government liaison officer. Finally tonight, it's Branch News, and reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. From the 29er, newsletter of North Shore Branch 29 NZART. The next general meeting will be on Monday the 4th of October at 400 East Coast Road in Maringi Bay, North Shore City. Vardy ZL1BXD will give a talk on traffic control. From QUA FARC, newsletter of the Franklin Amateur Radio Club. Just advance notice that the annual general meeting for the club will be held on Tuesday the 16th of November. Nominations for office should be in the hands of the secretary 2 weeks ahead of the meeting. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has their next meeting on Monday the 4th of October, starting 7:30pm at the club rooms in Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo, Lower Hutt. The topic for the evening is a show and tell. Now a note from the Wellington Amateur Radio Club of a change in meeting venue. For October only, the meeting date has been changed to Monday the 18th of October. The next meeting of the social group will be held at the Lutheran Hall in King Street, Newtown, on Tuesday the 28th of September at 1:30pm, and all visitors are welcome. If you need any further information, please contact Cole, ZL2COL, or Tony, ZL2ALJ. Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club, Branch 56 NZART, has its next meeting on Tuesday the 28th of September at the clubrooms in Auburn Park, which is in Upper Riccarton. Dave Brown, ZL3FJ, will give a talk on low-frequency operation. This is a talk that had originally been scheduled for the August meeting. Visitors and guests are most welcome. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed on Sunday, the 3rd of October. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news direct from NZART headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. And just before we go tonight, a reminder to users of the national system. Please use your microphone clip or holder in your vehicles and shack. There have been several instances recently of long lock-ups of the national system due to accidentally keyed transceivers. Now, this can often mean a lot of work time and phone calls to track down the offending station. Take care of those microphones. And that's a note from the national system trustees. Well, everyone, that's also the official broadcast for September. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2010. Good night, everyone. Good night now.